Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jim Rutherford, this was at the beginning of the month, way back at the beginning of the month. Jim, are teams reluctant to help you when you're approaching the trade deadline?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm sure that teams are going to do everything they can to not help us to win again. But at the same time, there's not a lot of deals being made, so I don't think it's just about us.
Now we're back to that. What do they need? Should they make a move? We're a week away. Trade deadline next Monday, 26, 7 days from now. I know it's unpopular, and it's not going to be a popular opinion. You'll check it out in our Twitter poll coming up, but I say you sit on your hands, you do nothing. You got the pieces that you need. You can make an argument for fourth line center, and, well, Dominic Simone needs upgraded. Well, Dominic Simone could be upgraded by the fact that Riley Sheahan's here and the fact that Zach Aston-Reese is here and the fact that I think you got enough offensive pieces whenever Hornquist comes back.
Yeah, I don't think they anticipated this much firepower happening around. Gensel waking up again. I think they do need another center. But again, what do you have to give for that? Is it really a,
right?
If you're looking to fill that fourth line center, if that's all you can get out of this, then no. A third line center obviously is what you want. Salary reasons, who you're going to dump. You may tick off the locker room as opposed to get something that can help the team. So I'd be very careful with the move. If I make a move, it's one that's an obvious one that can help.
They have a fourth line center. Carter Rowney, and then the other two fourth-line centers are Crosby and Malkin. And you double-shift those guys on occasion. And then
depth, though.
Carter Rowney.
And Sheahan sprinkles in and plays 9 minutes a game?
Sheahan, what did he play last night? Sheahan?
Well, Rowney plays 6 minutes a game? I apologize.
Right. Okay, I was going to say, because you got Sheahan now who's playing on a line with Kessel.
Tell me if you think this is nuts. Josh
Rowney,
is right.
Rowney's
Josh is
5-0
right
on faceoffs last night.
Oh, I know.
5-0. And then they put him out at the end of the game when it was, kind of close, sort of, against Toronto. And they had Rowney out there with Crosby, and they had Rowney out there to take faceoffs.
Joe Vitale.
Well, Letestu is the name you hear, actually, speaking of former Penguins.
But Josh talked about Zach Aston-Reese being much like a Kunitz, and I think Josh is dead on with that. Do you think you could see Hornquist on a third line and Zach Aston-Reese stay there whenever Hornquist comes back? It would have to happen that Zach Aston-Reese continues to play this way. But if Sid found something with Zach Aston-Reese, do you mess that up?
I see where you're going there.
Because then
you put Gensel back up with
Correct.
Sid. And with Aston-Reese, and then you put Hornquist with Sheahan and Kessel.
And Sheary just floats.
Yeah.
Like he always kind of
And then
has.
Rust is, he's like that elevator guy on the wing now. And it's funny, Mike Sullivan gets asked about him by, like, out-of-town people, and then he has to repeat the same thing he says about Brian Rust at least twice a week.
Speaking of repeat, because of the news broke with the Pirates the other day with David Freese taking them apart, you were about to make a big power play point, which was what
which
on
was
Friday?
Justin Schultz should play on the first unit because he can distribute the puck and he has an accurate shot and he doesn't necessarily defer to the big three. Letang does. And so Letang should be on the second unit because he realizes that he's the guy.
And
that he's clearly the best guy. And then Sullivan
David
said,
Freeze popped off.
Yes.
And then we talked about baseball. And then an hour later, Mike Sullivan said, what about the power play?
Exactly the same thing that I was going to say.
Look at this guy.
I'm mad at David Freese.
Why? I think Huntington might be too.
Yes. Get in line.
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Pirates should have a David Freese bobblehead. They might fill a park.
Yeah, that was a suggestion. I think you said T-shirt as well. Now Bob Nutting's going to take advantage of it.
David Freese bobblehead. That'll work.
Well, today is, I don't know if we're going to get into this. I didn't look at everything, but today is first full squad workout. Isn't this when Bob Nutting addresses the team?
Yes.
I wonder if this time guys will actually ask him stuff. Because typically he just delivers, I think he delivers a spiel.
Takes
and everybody just listens.
At the end. Yeah.
From the players?
Oh, no. Oh.
I meant from the players.
Woof. To be a fly on the wall
yes.
in that one would be so. Because that happens in the cafeteria, I think, in that cafeteria room. right in the front of Pirate City, you know, when you walk into the main doors to the
Yeah, but I think, hasn't he done that on the field as well? For some reason, I envision them all sitting down on the grass and, you know, sort of like your
what they used to call Indian style.
Yes, Native American style.
Anyway, back to the Penguins real quick.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you make a trade? I mean, does he have it? Again, the dog in the fire hydrant, which you're right. Jim Rutherford could probably appreciate that when I say it. But can he just walk by the trade deadline and say, you know what? We're good. We're good, guys. We're all right. Business is booming for us. We don't need to do anything. Does he have it within him?
No.
I don't think he does.
I don't think
he
has it within him. I think it's, if he did it, it's the right move. But I think he has to tinker. He has to bring, he's going to bring a piece in and maybe say depth or whatever. But I still say he's going to make a move.
Well, the only guy that they have that they could possibly trade is Hunwick. And that would give you a little bit of salary cap relief. But who wants him? I mean, no offense. That you know, you'd have to, it's like you'd almost have to, well, you'd have to pull a Pirates move here and you'd have to add something else.
They could trade Sherry if they needed to.
If they had to, but I would be reluctant to do that. And I don't know what kind of value he has, quite honestly. I mean, he's getting paid now.
Right.
They're certainly not going to trade Gensel.
And Haglin's been playing great. So
yeah, Haglin. No, you're not
messing.
He's
attractive, but you're not touching that.
Oh, you're not.
No, that's not on the block anymore.
No, the penalty. No, that.
Impossible.
Haglin never should have been. Even before he started scoring as much as he has lately, that was a non-starter for me. Same thing as Ian Cole. That better not happen.
Right.
No,
Jim. Whoa, relax.
No, that would.
I agree.
Can you imagine that? They say, oh, Hunwick, he had two games.
I don't mind Hunwick, but I don't want to find out what he's all about in the playoffs.
No, there are guys. Yeah, I'd rather see Ruedel.
I agree.
Right? I mean, he had to play last year, and you know somebody else is going to have to play. Like Schultz got sick all of a sudden. I don't know what that's all about, but he just got sick.
And don't forget, Kunockel's going to come back to mix in on that fourth line too. Who knows? It's going to be interesting.
Ryan Reeves has been playing well.
He has.
He has.
There's not going to be room for everybody.
No.
But you know, and a lot of the guys that they would be attractive make too much money. Mm-hmm. They just do.
That's the way it is in life a lot of times. Attractive people make a lot of money, Jim.
And then Grabner's affordable, and the Rangers are going to unload guys. I think he only makes like $1.3 million, and he scored two goals on Saturday. So
you know, Rangers got a goaltending problem. They might. You think?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not that. He hasn't been that good in the playoffs lately.
No. It makes some money. A lot of money. They have a big – the Rangers have a organizational overhaul problem that they need to figure out what they're doing.
Yet they're almost in the playoffs.
I know. They waved the white flag.
At least they realized it and let their fans know about it.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.